Hi, my name is Mary South, and I am a urogynecologist. Taking care of girl problems is the easiest way to describe what I do for a living. More specifically, I treat women with pelvic floor problems like urinary incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, pelvic pain, and recurrent urinary tract infections, just to name a few. Many women are affected by these conditions, yet few women are comfortable talking about them. Throughout this series of podcasts, I am going to pick specific conditions or topics to discuss. I will describe the symptoms, the workup, and the treatment. Rather than interviewing other experts in the field, you will listen to patients in my medical practice talk about their experiences with pelvic floor issues. You will hear from real women with real girl problems. One of the most common problems I treat in my practice is recurrent bladder infections. Urinary tract infections affect women of all ages and all stages of life. We see UTIs in young, healthy women, both sexually active and not, and in older postmenopausal women. The evaluation and treatment of UTI costs more than $2 billion a year in the United States. Based on my experience, women who experience recurrent UTI find this condition very distressing. Hear this woman describe her feelings related to recurrent UTI.
How do you feel having these infections over and over? What does it make you feel like?
It makes me feel, I feel discouraged because when someone asks me how I feel, I don't feel good, but I'm not quote unquote sick. So feel discouraged and ready to figure out what's going on and let it work itself out, go away.
Before we get started, I wanted to mention for the purpose of historical documentation and as an explanation for sometimes muffled audio, due to the current pandemic, my patients and I are both wearing face masks during the interviews you will hear in this podcast. Recurrent UTI are defined as two separate bladder infections in 6 months or three infections in a year.
You're having some trouble with recurrent bladder infections. How many infections have you had in the past 6 months?
Approximately three.
Okay, so you're having one like every other month?
Yes.
This woman had three infections in 3 months.
All right, just tell me a little bit about your symptoms when you have a bladder infection.
Really frequent urination, burning, a lot of shooting pain, a little bit of itching, pain after urination, after wiping, standing up.
Mm-hmm. And how many infections have you had in the past 3 months?
Three that I know of.
So one a month.
Pain and burning with urination is the most common presenting complaint with a urinary tract infection. Other symptoms can include increased urinary frequency and urgency, blood in the urine, and new onset urinary incontinence. Some women also complain of bladder pain and pressure. Hear this woman describe her symptoms.
Tell me a little bit about what your symptoms are like when you develop a bladder infection.
I start with frequency. I have to go all the time, and especially at nighttime. And then I start getting this burning sensation, and sometimes I can't control my urine. It just comes out with no reason, So I always have to wear a pad during that time.
Bladder infections are caused by bacteria migrating up the urethra and adhering to the bladder wall. This bacteria comes from our stool, or just in case the term stool doesn't sound familiar, I'm just going to say it, poop. We have many different kinds of bacteria in our poop, but the most common bacteria in our poop that causes bladder infections is E. coli. I'm hoping to be done with the word poop for the rest of this episode. So why and how does that bacteria get up in there? The simple answer is anatomy. All our pieces and parts down there are pretty close together. Also, it is not the most sterile environment, and some women, for various reasons, some of which may be genetic, are more prone to repeated infections. Many women associate their infections with sex. Likely due to intercourse, bacteria are essentially pushed up inside the urethra as part of the mechanics of sexual intercourse. Hear this woman describe her experience with bladder infections.
You've been having some trouble with recurrent UTI. What are your symptoms when you get a bladder infection?
A lot of irritation when I have to use the restroom and then frequency to go.
Okay. So do you have burning with urination?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. And you said that you associate these infections with sexual activity?
Yeah, it seems the more that I've been active with my husband, the more that it shows up.
Okay.
You can understand the frustration of dealing with recurrent UTI when listening to the following woman's history of bladder infections.
Okay, I want you to tell me a little bit about your recurrent bladder infections prior to this past year, what it was like and how you felt when you were treated.
I would go to the doctor's office. It was just sort of a common that here comes Paula again with another bladder infection. And last one hadn't been very long and didn't know what to do for me. Just give me and never ask. I never ask, is there anything you can do for me? And they never offered to do anything. So this went on for years.
And how many infections would you have a year?
A year, probably 6, 7, sometimes monthly. Okay. One year I'd have a monthly.
And then
and then you know what the response would be? Are you cleansing well?
And what were your symptoms when you would go into the doctor with bladder infection?
Oh, pressure, burning. Mm-hmm. Just the pressure and the burning.
And how would you feel once you got antibiotics?
Oh, next day even would be tremendously helpful. Oh my gosh, on top of the world.
Diagnosing a bladder infection is usually straightforward. A woman will complain of the symptoms of a bladder infection. We can confirm the infection with a standard urine culture. E. coli is the bacteria responsible for 75 to 95% of bladder infections, although other pathogens can cause infection as well. As mentioned above, recurrent UTI is 2 or more infections in 6 months or 3 or more infections in a year. Based on my clinical experience, many women are diagnosed with bladder infections inappropriately at times. Traditional teaching is that the urine is sterile. Most women probably do have some level of bacteria in their urine, however. Asymptomatic bacteria, as we call it, may protect women from recurrent infections. The concept of a protective urinary bacterial flora is an important point that I will discuss in the section on the treatment of recurrent UTI. More recent research has focused on molecular testing or DNA testing to help more accurately diagnose UTI. Many studies have shown that a large portion of urinary bacteria is not identifiable by culture. I often use DNA testing to help guide treatment for symptomatic women with negative cultures, but I am very cautious not to overtreat with antibiotics. Other causes for the patient's symptoms need to be considered, including urethral and vaginal irritation from atrophy and bladder pain syndromes such as interstitial cystitis or IC. IC will be a topic for a future podcast. Finally, if the diagnosis is genuinely confusing based on culture or symptoms, sometimes I will look in the patient's bladder with a cystoscope to see if her bladder wall looks inflamed or infected. Putting all the pieces together, we can usually make a fairly accurate diagnosis. We treat active urinary tract infections with a course of antibiotics. Our focus in this discussion will be on the prevention of infection. We have many different options for the prevention of recurrent UTI. We first need to distinguish between actual infection and asymptomatic bacteria. As mentioned previously, many women, particularly older women, can have asymptomatic bacteria. The American Urological Association does not recommend treating women with asymptomatic bacteria. Women often come to my office and tell me that whenever their urine is checked for infection, bacteria is present, and they are prescribed antibiotics. This practice puts a woman at risk of antibiotic resistance and strips her of her bacteria that could help prevent symptomatic infection. Because our own healthy bacterial flora can help prevent symptomatic infection, I do recommend a probiotic specifically designed for women to help replenish normal bacteria in the vagina. One example of this type of probiotic is Women's Ultraflora by a company called Metagenics. Patients often voice concern that they are experiencing recurrent UTIs due to a hygiene issue. We often are taught to wipe from front to back and to go pee after sex. Although those are not bad habits, not all cases of recurrent UTI are due to improper hygiene practices. Even the most fastidious woman can have recurrent UTI. On the other hand, because infections are due to bacteria migrating up into our bladder from our stool, patients who have cleansing issues after bowel movements or incontinence of stool could contribute to recurrent UTI. I have been recommending bidet toilet seats more and more to my patients. Being able to cleanse away stool after a bowel movement with the help of a bidet toilet seat seems to be a potentially reasonable option to help prevent infection. Many different methods have been studied for the prevention of UTI. These options include different cranberry formulations, both liquid and tablet form, lactobacillus probiotics, increased water intake, D-mannose tablets, methenamine, herbal therapies, intravesical hyaluronic acid and chondroitin, biofeedback, and finally immunotherapy. Although there are potential benefits to all of these options, only cranberry formulations have enough scientific data to warrant a formal recommendation for recurrent UTI prevention. In peri- and postmenopausal women, there is clear evidence that vaginal estrogen should be offered to prevent UTI. As women age, the tissues in the vagina and around the urethra become thinner and drier. The moisture barrier that can help prevent bacteria from migrating up into the bladder is lost. Vaginal estrogen can help restore tissue elasticity and the moisture barrier. Multiple randomized controlled trials have shown the benefits of vaginal estrogen for preventing recurrent UTI in this population of women. These same benefits have not been seen with oral formulations of estrogen. In episode 4, I also discussed the use of CO2 laser therapy to treat atrophy and its potential benefits for preventing recurrent UTI. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and check it out. Finally, when no other preventative measures control the recurrent UTI, we can offer prophylactic antibiotics to women. In patients with UTI associated with sex, we can prescribe an antibiotic to take just after intercourse. If her UTIs are not associated with sex and occur frequently, we can start her on a low-dose daily preventative antibiotic. I usually recommend trying this for 90 days, and if she has no infections after that time, consider stopping the antibiotics. During that 90 days, I will often try to get the patient to start other non-antibiotic options like probiotics and estrogen cream. If you are taking a probiotic and an antibiotic, you should not take them at the same time of day. Instead, they should be separated by at least 2 to 4 hours as they may cancel each other out. Hear this woman describe her treatment course with estrogen and prophylactic antibiotics.
You came to me for recurrent bladder infections about 3 months ago. Tell me what was going on before we saw you 3 months ago.
Just continuous UTIs.
What were your symptoms?
Backache, burning, frequent urination.
Okay. We started you on Premarin cream that you apply every other night now, and you've been taking a daily antibiotic. And how have you been doing over the last 90 days?
Very well. No UTIs since then.
Okay, great. Do you have anything else to say about it?
No, I'm very happy not to have UTIs all the time.
Okay, good. All right.
I really can't emphasize enough the impact local vaginal estrogen has on preventing UTI. This woman uses estrogen alone and does not need to use a prophylactic antibiotic.
Tell me about your symptoms prior to seeing me.
I would immediately begin to have pain, even if I wasn't in the bathroom urinating. I just had pain. It would be so severe that I would just go into the fetal position on my bed. And then when I finally needed to urinate, I would urinate, and the pain would literally cause me to have this chill come over my whole body. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wasn't well, and I knew that I needed help. And
how often would you get bladder infections?
I would have bladder infections maybe every 2 months, mm-hmm. and they would always be this painful and this difficult. And I decided then that I needed to have a female doctor. And I was grateful that you were both, gynecology and urology.
Yes.
And you recommended Estrace to me and explained about why I needed it, particularly at my age. And it has been totally successful. I've been very consistent with using it.
How often do you use it?
I use it about every 3 to 4 days. It has just saved this terrible feeling of having bladder infections. I recently had a bladder infection, and I really think stress brought it on.
The pandemic doesn't help, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's been a year since.
Yeah.
So this has been really, it's been a lifesaver for me. I am not having to struggle like I used to struggle. So not only am I very grateful, but it works, and that's what matters.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Prophylactic antibiotics are not without risk, specifically developing resistance to that particular antibiotic. This next woman describes this phenomenon. She now uses D-mannose and a product called Desert Harvest, which is essentially aloe vera in a capsule form. She feels the aloe vera helps soothe her bladder irritation.
Tell me a little bit about your history of bladder infections.
I had them all the time, from the time I was probably 35 on. And I was on low-dose Macrobid forever, and then it got to the point where it didn't work anymore. So I tried different antibiotics, and of course I had a lot of allergies, you know. But then I got on the D-mannose and the Desert Harvest pill, and I have no trouble now.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
I take a half a teaspoon of the D-mannose every day, usually around noon. And my bladder, my urine is just clear as a bell. I mean, it's a little yellow, you know. But
yeah.
And you know, when I was getting up at night, that's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend who's a pharmacist. And that Desert Harvest, what's in it?
Aloe
vera.
Uh-huh.
They give that to people that have constipation.
Hmm.
And so I find that helped that too, because I
That's
go
awesome.
More I go more regular when
it's
I take
it. It's a miracle
it.
Drug.
It is. It truly is.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This woman talks about her recurrent UTI associated with sex and how postcoital prophylaxis has helped her.
We saw you in October for recurrent bladder infections, and at that time we started you on an antibiotic right after sex because
yes.
you were associating your infections with sex.
Yes.
Okay, can you just tell me a little bit about your experience prior to starting that prophylaxis?
Probably like with a 6-month time period, I think I had like 3 or 4, if not more than that, UTIs. They would always mainly occur after sex, even though I urinated after sex before and after, actually,
mm-hmm.
and I was still getting them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, since I started this, I think I've had one, but that was probably my failure because I took it the next day and not that night.
Okay.
Like later that day, I think. But I've only had one, I think, since starting, and that's been a big improvement since the last time.
Okay, excellent. And what were your symptoms, or how soon would your symptoms start after sex?
Sometimes like the next day or two. Like, I feel like sometimes even during sex, I could tell, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a UTI. And I don't know why, but I could, and
yeah.
I did. And
you know your body.
Yes.
And what were your symptoms usually with a UTI?
Urgency, frequency, and urinating blood.
Okay. Did you have burning with urination?
Burning, yes, sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
Here is one final patient who had painful infections that resolved with daily prophylaxis.
You came to see us this past summer for recurrent UTI. What experience were you having at that time?
I was getting UTIs like back to back. I would go to my primary care physician. I even went to an urgent clinic because they got so bad on the weekends. My
mm-hmm.
doctor wasn't in. So I ended up getting prescribed all these different antibiotics, and I would stop taking them. Within 2 weeks, I would have another one.
Okay. And what were your symptoms when you have an infection?
Very painful.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very painful. It's probably the worst thing I can even describe.
Okay. So burning and pain
yeah,
with urination?
Well, I didn't have any of the burning, so
uh-huh.
that was confusing, but I definitely had the cramping pain where I was in a fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
I would have frequent urination, but not very much. I'd feel like I really had to go, but then not go that
mm-hmm.
much.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. And then since you've been on the daily prophylactic antibiotics, have you had any infections?
No.
So it's been 6 months now?
Yeah.
That's great.
Every patient I see with recurrent UTI has similar stories. But we often have to tailor treatment specifically to each person's stage of life, their drug allergies, and their personal feelings about using estrogen or antibiotics. We can find a satisfactory solution for the majority of women. I hope this podcast provided helpful information. My goal with these podcasts is to educate and help women with their expectations when seeing their doctor with these pelvic health issues. I also want my patients and women in general to know that they are not alone. So many women tell me the same thing over and over again. Stay tuned for more podcasts on other pelvic floor health topics soon. If you have more questions, please feel free to reach out to me or your local urogynecologist to find the answers you need. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We are here to help with your girl problems.